NATO activity in Nafusa Mountain is not very high, just, you know, strikes on the ammunition storage south of Nafusa Mountain. There was a report of a few strikes close to Yifren on the foot of the mountain as well, also at the area between Yifren and Zintan Laouinia. It's only the supplies, that's the majority of their strikes, you know. The people wanted, you know, target of their machineries, you know. They feel that if the armor, military machines, tanks being hit and strike, then this can, you know, give them the chance to for the freedom fighters to march and liberate, you know, Qal'a, Yifrin and Kikla, and at the same time secure the road for humanitarian aid. But I don't know what's the plan of the NATO. I mean, why they're always striking ammunition storage, we don't know. We have troops, a very huge Gaddafi troops and forces in the area of Ghazaya, which is threatening the borders, the Libyan-Tunisian borders in Wazin. And I don't know why they didn't strike that, you know, this military hotspot, you know, also in Shakshuk, in Qasr al-Hajj, the area between Yifrin and Zintan, in the Dahar of Al-Qal'a, also on the foot of the mountain of the on Yifrin, you know, in the Bir Ayad. So I'm not sure. I mean, we don't know what NATO is planning for. People thought from the beginning that there are civilians to be. I mean, civilians are being. I mean, they should be protected by the resolution 1973. But it looks like that if they are protecting civilians, I mean, it wouldn't happen this besiege on Ifran, Qal'a, and Kikla. And I mean, we didn't have even, you know, the Gaddafi forces marching towards the area between Yifrin and Zintan, and the heavy battle and the shelling on Rujban and Jadu, Nalut and Wazin. You know, the Gaddafi forces, before they tried to march on Nafusa Mountain to the area of Yifrin and Qal'a and Zintan, they were on the foot of the mountain. They were on the south of Nafusa Mountain, clear target. But I mean, there was no quick response by the NATO. So people, you know, feel that having a NATO not protecting civilians, then we don't have a secure road or secure route to the besieged cities of Yifrin and Qal'a to have the humanitarian aid and support being given there. But really, people are frustrated. There's a lack of the NATO, you know, mission. I mean, we expect that NATO should escalate its operation, you know, to protect the civilians. You know, the majority of our casualties are civilian people who been, you know, from I mean, casualty from the shellings of Gaddafi forces, from the Gaddafi forces attacking on Zintan, Yifrin, Qal'a, Nalut, Wazin.